on a certain day, if you have the experience, or if you experience this point, that when we wake up in the morning, then as soon as you wake up, switch your telephone on. Now, everybody has a phone nowadays. So put the phone on as soon as you get up, and then put on the tape recorder or a recording device. And then all day long, keep the phone next to you. And don't switch the phone off. Let the recording take place where you're going to work, shopping, at home, meeting the children, going to hospital. Don't switch off the recording device on the phone. And everything you say will be recorded. And when you come back home in the evening, or when you decide to retire to sleep in the evening on your bed, then all of the recorded matter, listen to it. Listen to it. And when you will hear the recording of the whole day, then everything will be laid out bare in front of you very easily, and you will be able to analyze what did you do in that day. And because all of your words that you have uttered that day will have been recorded in the 24 hours preceding that, at that time one will realize one thing, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the great ni'mah that Allah Ta'ala has given us, one of the greatest gifts, one of the greatest ni'mahs that Allah Ta'ala has given us, which is strong and powerful and azim, which is to speak, to talk, to move the tongue for the volume to come out, to emanate voice. So we'll realize in the evening when we analyze the recorded matter from the phone, that this ni'mah of talking, how badly we have utilized this. Otherwise we won't know. If we don't look back, if we don't analyze and listen, we won't know that how have I destroyed this ni'mah, this supreme gift and reward, you could say, that Allah Ta'ala has given to us of speaking, and Allah's wisdom behind giving us the ability to speak, and how we've destroyed this and spoiled this. Now if we analyze one day or 2 days or morning to evening, this will tell us that this is the summary of the life that you are leading, and your morning till evening passes like this. It passes like this. So 30 years you will be told, or you will analyze, that you've wasted your time maybe for that long. And when you analyze and look back, you will analyze all the years preceding that, the life preceding today, tonight, I will analyze that, won't I? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's great ni'mah, great reward, such a great reward of speech, talking, dialogue. If I give you the example of how great is this gift that Allah ta'ala has given to us, the gift of talking, that when we use the tongue can move a little bit and straight away take us to paradise. And even if it doesn't move, but if it's used correctly, then it will take us to Jannah. If we say now Subhanallah, say Subhanallah again, say Subhanallah again, 3 times Subhanallah, how long did it take? How long did it take? We just moved our tongue a little bit. And what did we say? What did we utter? This tongue that we were grateful, we did shukr to Allah Ta'ala, that we said Subhanallah, and upon saying Subhanallah, my brothers, what has Allah Ta'ala given to us? As soon as we have said Subhanallah, immediately, suddenly, that so much, you could say, the words have attained strength and energy, and straight away they've gone into paradise. And by reaching paradise, after reaching paradise, their form and appearance has changed within a second. A second, look at the hikmah of Allah, that within a second, and they reach to Jannah, paradise, the words, and then Subhanallah, that the land that we're living on, that these words of Subhanallah that we've said, these words rise up to heaven, into paradise, they go to the earth of paradise, and they are sown like seeds, and then suddenly they form like a tree. It's not a tree, obviously, we're using the words the pious predecessors, the scholars have said, the respected scholars, that Allah Ta'ala has used the example of a tree, but don't think it's a tree that grows there. It's something that we can imagine like a tree. It grows, and imagine the gifts that Allah Ta'ala set aside, kept aside for us. Now here, Allah Ta'ala doesn't use the word palace or building. The word is tree. But it's not the tree that we're used to in the world. And after going to Jannah, a person will be really, really in need of something. We don't know at the moment what we will need in Jannah. That, for example, we came here to the earth from the heavens. We don't know what we need here in the world. And in the same way, we don't know what is it that we will need in Jannah and Paradise. And then when we attain that, our status will increase. So that tree, straight away a person says, Subhanallah, a tree-like something structure is created. And then there's fuyuz and blessings within, and rahmah and blessings of Allah in that. And we need those things in the hereafter. And Allah will spread that within a second. That 100 years of traveling in Jannah, if you travel on the horse in the hereafter, you cannot leave the shade of that tree-like structure due to saying Subhanallah once. So is this not a great ni'mah, the tongue? My brothers, is a great ni'mah, a great gift of Allah. Think about it for a few moments. And let's listen further. This is just one point. And if we start to define and praise Subhanallah, then we can never stop. We can never stop defining the greatness of Subhanallah. Let's take now the Uhud, the mountain. In the hadith, it is stated that when a person says Subhanallah, glory be to Allah, then Allah Ta'ala says you get the thawab straight away, the reward straight away. How much thawab? Then the example comes. Now in the world, tell me, brothers, that we see big mountains, great mountain ranges, beautiful mountains, and we have the mountains in Switzerland and Norway, great mountain ranges, famous, and we've got the Himalayas, and we could say a mountain range bigger than that. But the example here in this hadith is that equivalent to the Uhud mountain, say Subhanallah, the equivalent to the Uhud mountain, that the weight of this reward, of this deed, will increase. There are many, as I said, mountains. So why is the Uhud mountain being mentioned? There are mountains very much taller than the Uhud. But the respected scholars have said a beautiful commentary here. They say in reality, the Uhud example of Uhud Sharif, the mountain, and the real point here behind this statement, we cannot recognize. Because the value, Allah Ta'ala has only just made it a little bit apparent that Uhud loves us and we love Uhud and Uhud loves us. Uhud loves me and I love Uhud. So what is Uhud? That Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Prophet of Allah, loves Uhud and Uhud loves the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So this is not that mountain which is similar to other mountains or hilltops. The weight of this is unlimited. Nobody can imagine the weight and the power of Uhud with regards to the hereafter. What's its value? What's its weight? What's its status? What's its greatness? We cannot get to the point of understanding this. So by saying Subhanallah, that greatness, that glory, that weight, according to the weight and the glory and the power of Uhud, Allah will give us the reward. Why? Because we utilize that tongue to do good. So tell me. Tell me that imagine the achievements of this tongue that Allah Ta'ala has given to us. The achievements. That just by moving the tongue in a positive way, the rewards that Allah Ta'ala gives. Allah Ta'ala takes a person to the heights due to him saying Subhanallah. So we need to reflect on this, that when we switch the phone off, when we switch the phone on in the morning, we start the recording in the evening, we listen back to the playback to the recording, and we'll say, oh, I had the whole day, and we'll feel ashamed on our beds at that time. That is this me? I swore at this person. I was speaking rubbish at that time. Was this me? Allahu Akbar. Oh, look at my face. I was lying. I was lying. Oh, I was doing fraud with this person. Look here. This is my friend and I was cutting him. I was undercutting him. And the whole sketch will be played back when the phone is listened to in the evening. That what insan am I? What type of human being am I? But Subhanallah. That let's ask ourselves, how many times will we hear Subhanallah from the recording on the phone? How many times? But look at the reward, such a great reward that Allah Ta'ala gives for this recitation of Subhanallah. Massive reward that Allah Ta'ala is giving. That the Subhanallah becomes like the tree, delivers a person to Jannah, Paradise. And before a person gets to Paradise, the preparation to welcome him is already completed. Another hadith, and there are many hadith, but this another hadith that comes to mind. That Subhanallah that you recite, my brothers, you've moved your tongues to say Subhanallah. Do you know the result of this? That when we go to the hereafter, then there will be a mizan. Do you understand mizan? A weigh scale on which the deeds will be weighed. We know this, don't we? We know the word mizan. So the pious predecessors have written that the mizan in the hereafter, the weigh scale, the width, The breadth of it is like the distance from the west to the east, east to the west. That's how wide is the mizan, is the weigh pan. The weigh pan. Yeah, don't think it's a small weigh scale that we see in the shops. No. Our deeds will be weighed on the weigh scale. Why is Allah Ta'ala made the mizan so wide? Because we think our amal, they are minor in magnitude. But we cannot weigh the deeds that we have done properly. That such a great thing will one deed be. That subhanallah, the recitation of subhanallah. And this gives me the element of surprise. You can say that when we think about this kalima, that after reciting this kalima subhanallah, the half of the mizan weigh scale is filled up. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Half of the scale of the mizan, the weigh scale, is filled up when a person recites subhanallah. Imagine the magnitude of the reward of subhanallah. Tell me. But how sad that 30 days, 40 years, 50 years, 70 years, an individual switches the phone on and all lifelong he says, is this what I did for 40, 50 years? What else is there left in my records? In my record, my records of my deeds that I couldn't even earn for the hereafter a little bit? And comparing to that, the scenario that will come out, that person will go towards Jahannam, one kalima. One piece of recitation incorrectly will take a person towards the opposite of Jannah. And there's another statement that we should remember. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu ahadan samadan lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. This is very easy. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Everybody knows this, don't we? We all know this. Then after that wahdahu la sharika lahu, we have to just merge Surah Ikhlas. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. And not even the whole of it. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Everybody remember this? Now what kind of kalima is this? How should we remember it? You just remember it now. Have you made this? Then on top of that you say the Surah Ikhlas. You don't say qul huwallahu ahad. You just say ahadan samadan. You just take an ahadan samadan. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. So what do we get? What's the reward? 2 million good deeds. 2 million good deeds written in our book of deeds. 2 million good deeds. How many times have we recited that kalima? Once. Once. How many times? Once. In 24 hours, you're on the phone, analyze your phone conversations. Has this kalima come out of our mouths once? How unfortunate we are. What rewards Allah Ta'ala set aside, and how unfortunate we are. Imagine. Imagine for a few minutes. So do we not understand that when we play back the recording on our phones, will we not feel it? Ask the person who's dying or has passed away. You'll say, I destroyed my life, I wasted my time. It's very good that you listen to yourself, played it back your phone. This is called muhasibah. And try and do this once at least. I'm not saying something which is like a drama. This is reality. If all day long you can reflect on and ponder over and analyze your lives, the what actions will we implementing? And in comparison to that, the tongue, when it speaks, it results in three things. And remember, Allah Ta'ala says that everything is related to our hereafter life, not this dunya. Because the tongue was not given to us to earn dunya. It wasn't given to us to earn dunya. These hands weren't given to us to earn dunya, to sit down and count the cash. We weren't given our legs and feet just for walking dunya. Allah Ta'ala said, I have created everything that I've given you, and the link with all the limbs and the function of the body is with Jannah. And the point here is that if we do something good, then automatically we get the reward in Jannah. The one part, every juz, every part of this body has no link with the dunya, rather it is connected to the akhirah, to the hereafter. And if from these limbs and functions of the body we do something jais in the dunya, a permissible action, then even that will go and be saved up and accumulate in our record of deeds record for the hereafter. For example, you're saying something to someone, you speak to your son, or you're earning something halal, or you're saying something to raise your kids. All of this is jais. This is permissible. You can use your tongue to obviously attain what you need in the world. But the opposite can also take place. So all our body, every single part of our body, every atom is linked to who? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person's eye is defective, don't feel sad, or I cannot see, I won't be able to see. Rather feel sad that Allah, that now, how will I earn for the akhirah now if my eyes are not functioning properly? Subhanallah. So a beautiful point. Hazrat Rashid Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, in his final days, he was mostly blind, he couldn't see. And somebody said, Hazrat, please cure your eyesight so you can start to see. So Hazrat thought for a while and then said, well, the situation is such that the eyes are linked with earning the akhirah. Subhanallah, say subhanallah. that a person who cannot see is saying this. He said that I've thought about this and what you're saying is very good. But the eyes are related to the hereafter. Allah Ta'ala has given every part of the body, the limbs, to earn the akhirah, the hereafter. So I think here that if the eyes are for earning the akhirah, then I have a great chance that if when I do maraqibah, my eyes have to close. Subhanallah. So all day long I'm maraqib. I am doing dhikr in my heart and I remember Allah in my heart. So why do I need to correct my eyesight? Because Allah Ta'ala has already prepared for me. This is my destiny. I get the reward through it. Subhanallah. So how satisfied and achieved. They were satisfied with their hearts, the state of flow in their hearts, because they were in a good situation. So what is this situation now we're talking about? That's such a great ni'mah that we have just analyzed, and there are three things that come out of this. That the tongue, when we speak, three things emanate or result. Either we will utter such words from our mouth that are good for the akhirah, good. And the akhirah will improve upon improve. So this is one thing that the tongue does. It increases the reward in the akhirah. Or function number two, such words will emanate from our mouth that will take us to Jahannam. And third, what comes out? The third thing that comes out is that you don't get any benefit in this world or the hereafter, and this is hanging in between, suspended. So there are three results or status points results with the use of the tongue. So let's now analyze the recording on the phone. So on which of these three did we spend more time during the day, my friends? Did we earn through the tongue akhirah? The Allah Ta'ala says that. Did you earn through your tongue the akhirah? Did you earn hereafter? Did you have yaqeen and certainty that Allah Ta'ala has given you this tongue and you need to earn the akhirah? So what we realize is that we are stuck between the two pillars, you can say. Or that either, may Allah forgive, there's such words emanated from our tongues that we said bad about someone, we swore at somebody, we did ghibah, or backbiting, or we sniggered at somebody, or we said, oh, you know, have you not got this? And any word to criticize will take a person towards Jahannam. And I say other things today that people are used to are just speaking about things that have no link with the dunya or the akhirah. Wasting time. Assalamu alaikum. Samhanji, how are you? Kya hal hai? Theek ho? Nahi theek hai? What happened? What did Nawaz Sharif say? No, no, Imran Khan did this. Oh, no, no, no. Today in India, look what Modi did. Oh, but in this country, this is not happening. No objective or end point of the discussion. No Modi will give you anything. No Imran Khan give to you. No will Nawaz Sharif give to you. No, no, no. He should have done this. You know, he's a politician. You don't understand. No, no, no. I know what happened. And he came and he was a fraudster and he was a liar. Hours pass in debate. Sometimes it happens that they start phoning India and they start carrying on these waste of time discussions. They're spending their money. Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. Imagine this is our life which is passing by. That what is Modi going to give to you? What is this next person going to give to you? Or come into politics yourself if you want to speak about it so much. What do you want to do? No, no, no. You know that cricket match? You know that man? He should have been there. He should have been playing there. His bowling was like this. Oh, it's a miracle. So is this a discussion? Is this a discussion? Tell me, is there any benefit that we attain from this? Okay, tell me some worldly benefit from all of this. Modi comes, then will he give you some allotment of land? If Imran comes, will he make a hospital for you? Or will he do something supernatural? No, 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 no objective. Just sat down, wasting time for hours. As I see, sometimes I come out of the masjid. And if you sit on the bench, oh, how are you? And what did you see here? And this and that. And the majlis is happening inside. Dhikr majlis, Allahu Akbar. Dhikr, they're sitting outside, passing the time. You say to them, oh, mind your own business. Don't tell us what to do. If it's winter, they're sitting outside. We don't know what they're talking about. What's the discussion about? Obviously, it's not tafsir of Quran outside, or it's not some dars of hadith that's been given. It's not dhikr of Allah that's happening. They're just standing, sitting. A few men will stand and say, oh, where are you going now? Yeah, okay, let's stand up. They stand. And then as the age increases, then a person really thinks that this is my pastime now. This is my occupation, speaking and gossiping, etc. And there people take the pipe. And the three or four of them come, gee, and they use the name, the place. They say, let's sit here and have a chit chat. And he's about to come. They're blowing the pipe, smoking, and maut is on the top of the head. Death is hovering above the head. And Allah's given a chance that with the same tongue, if you say, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, durood, subhanallah, imagine the word. With the same tongue, if you recited durood, Rasulullah said, the closest to me is that person who most of all sends durood upon me, most of all in high numbers. So what? Who will read the durood? The ears or the nose? No, our tongues, but we utilize the tongues incorrectly. We have engaged the tongues in wasteful talk. Wasteful activity. Me and you speaking. Oh yes, what's happening? And we're just moving the phone around. What are you trying to get out of the phone? Oh, I'm looking at the news. Which news? Whose news? What is it we need to see? What is it? That if there's nothing to do, then we start taking the phone out. We start turning the phone around, rotating, and we just use the phone in our hands for hours. There's no objective. Look, in life, and this is a great thing that Allah Ta'ala has given. A great thing. So for this, my friends, my brothers, we need to think. That how long will we waste time? That's why I'm requesting. Suddenly came to mind that the telephone, that we should utilize this correctly, that we should switch it on and listen to the recording. That how did I spend my life? And great personalities will be stuck. I tell you, there's so much time they'll have wasted. What are you doing? And they'll put their legs up. And for example, they'll pull somebody's leg and jest with somebody. Why have you put this on here, etc.? But you pray yourself, why? You don't have any duty here, etc. So our maqsad, our objective is what? That the ni'mah that Allah Ta'ala has given to us, ni'mah azim, which is like a machine, and it can make Jannah for us like a manufacturing machine. Multi-faceted actions, many actions we could do one time to get Jannah. So we need to practice, we need to amal, and especially such a great ni'mah Allah has given to us, the tongue. Make a habit with your tongue that every moment you are busy in some form of dhikr, some form of dhikr or another. Subhanallah, if we say, tell me, is there any easier kalima than Subhanallah? Subhanallah, Subhanallah. This is a hadith, Subhanallah. That when Allah's ni'mah, you see it, when you have to do shukr for something, then a beautiful point comes to mind, that Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. This is the methodology of doing shukr, Subhanallah. And Allahu Akbar, and both of these kalimas are understood. And then if we recite these kalimas regularly, then you'll see what a great result it will have. Allah Ta'ala gives us great examples in the day. Allah shows us great things in the day. Allah gives us happiness and greatness and happiness. And in 24 hours, don't you get a little few moments with happiness? Or you feel satisfaction or coolness? So why do we say nonsense that we have to do something else? Now why don't we implement the words of Allah that will give Jannah straight away? This is not just the ibadah that we do. We go to masjid, sit in the corner and do other things. Allah Ta'ala said that I have made Jannah so vast, so many darajat, so many levels, that the highest of levels, just by going there, person will regret that I wasted my time on earth. But then now you're wasting it, why don't you regret now? So my friends, we need to think about this. This is very important. That Allah Ta'ala's great ni'mah, the ni'mah that we're wasting, we have a car, Allah has given us a ni'mah. And if I don't use that car and it gets rusty and it's raining and becomes a rust bucket, I say, I'm going to walk. We've got a car, we've given it to you. Why are you walking? No, I want to go walking. So this is the situation. Allah Ta'ala has given us a great ni'mah, the tongue, the speech, the acid of speech, and we waste it in lying and fraud, or even if we're not doing anything, we're not lying. So what are you speaking about that has no objective, no end point? So start analyzing from the morning, every day. And when you hear such words, that what am I doing? What's the objective of my day, my weeks, my life? Is there any benefit in what I'm uttering? This debate that I've initiated, he is this, he is that, and I'm casting doubts on other people that we spoke in the masjid. I need to think about this, that what benefit is this giving me, this action, and just go quiet straight away. Alhamdulillah, you'll have to practice this for a few days and you'll get a beautiful habit that will develop, beautiful habit. And thousands and thousands of sins you'll be able to leave. You'll be able to leave automatically. And many great rewards will come to your name. And in this way, to think like this, just listen to this point. That what am I doing here? There's nothing here. In this style, to think and you go silent, even that is a great ibadah. Remember this. Because silence is a great, great ibadah. Great ibadah. Because silence itself is a great ibadah, itself is a great form of worship. Now what's this, for example? Oh, leave this. What is it you want to say? So people are busy occupied in ghibah, the backbiting and slandering, and people are debating with each other about people that we cannot even reach towards. Why are we trying to enter into these debates? What link does it have with us? Yes, if there is a link, then use your body. Use your hands and legs and arms Allah has given and get the result. So how many people are involved in this? Inshallah, we will analyze ourselves and we will make effort. Otherwise, look, we have wasted so much life before this. So let's ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness for our previous life and do tawbah. And then the tariqah, 2 years, 5 years, 3 years, 1 year, whatever time is left, that we should analyze ourselves regularly, every 24 hours. That what have I done today? If I'm not doing something good, then don't do something bad at the same time. Don't do something bad. That if you cannot implement good deeds, then at least don't implement bad deeds or sins. Just stay quiet. And then you will see that the ruh will get strength and nourishment. That's what we'll, so if we go to a majlis and we see three or four people stood, and you go out from the side, they say, oh, you're not coming nowadays, why isn't you not coming and you're not standing with us? What's the reason? Without any reason, to make company. To make a company. And we'll see that when the company is formed, that who is truthful, who is honest, and who is committing wrong actions. Isn't it better that I go to sleep if there's something wrong, rather than sit down and backbite with other people? If I don't have a mood to do dhikr or to read Quran, etc., then stay silent. Allah Ta'ala says, I like your silence better than sitting in a group and talking wasteful talk. At least you're safe from disobedience. At least you're safe from sin. And we are always quiet. Is there a greater silence than maraqabah? In the day, your sleep is fulfilled. Alhamdulillah, you get sakina, satisfaction, you get silence and peaceful surrounds. Subhanallah, and the link with Allah Ta'ala is strengthened. So it's a great action, maraqabah. So if you see such an event, then close your eyes and just sit there. And if they're remembering Allah, you also remember Allah. So our maraqabah that we do, we just have to make niyyah. That's it. Very simple. It's not that we have to feel in the heart is saying Allah, Allah, Allah. We have to say, no, you make a niyyah that I'm remembering Allah, and you close the eyes, and this is maraqabah, to remember Allah in the heart. And the real praise and definition of maraqabah is that a person has detached himself or herself from the dunya and gone to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. That's what we need to do. People say, oh, I don't have good thoughts, my tawajjuh is not reaching Medina, there's no focus or attention from the Prophet. Allahu Akbar. Who has said this to you? Who has said this? At least there's something. We have to make one attempt. Close your eyes, leave the dunya, make a niyyah. Allah, we're coming towards you. That's it. And go to sleep. Subhanallah. This is maraqabah. This is doing dhikr of the heart. This is called maraqabah. So even if you're tired of working, and you see, I'm very tired, I'm working on the computer, on the machine, I'm tired now, let me sit down for a few minutes. And there's nothing wrong with that, that if you leave the dunya for 5 minutes and you seek to improve from the scenario, such a great sleep will overcome you that you will snore and you remember Allah, and you will inshallah go to Jannah. So that's it. We have to think about this from today. We'll think about this from all of us, that Allah, we will leave wasteful talk and all the life from before today we wasted. We wasted our habits and our actions. Don't move the tongue. If the tongue moves, it will move at that time when we want to earn paradise. We have to say good words, good kalimas, and speak good to each other. Then I will utilize my tongue, otherwise I will make my tongue zero. I will not use it. So I'm not going to do two things. One is I'm not going to speak and get included in sinful talk or other discussions which have no objective, and I'm not going to utilize my tongue for any third thing. And if something's going to come out, it's going to be the kalima, the recitation of Allah Ta'ala's name, and glorifying this. That's it. So may Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq and you all as well. Ameen.